The same week that the United Kingdom was originally scheduled to leave the European Union, British lawmakers have voted to take control of that process from their Prime Minister, and the questions hanging in the air just got bigger. I'm Carl Azuz, this is CNN Today. In 2016, British voters chose to leave the European Union, an economic and political union of 28 countries. No one's ever left it before. The complicated part was determining how Britain would separate itself. How would its laws be affected? What would its trade deals look like? What about immigration and people from other countries currently living in Britain? The government of British Prime Minister Theresa May had been negotiating these terms with the European Union. Their original deadline to get this done was March 29th, and they reached a deal. But Britain's parliament needs to approve that deal before it's completed, and so far lawmakers have rejected it twice. Last week, the European Union agreed to delay the deadline for Britain to leave, and this week, British lawmakers voted 329 to 302 to take control of the parliamentary timetable from the government. It's the first time in more than 100 years that's happened, and it means that Parliament, not the government of Prime Minister May, is temporarily in control of the Brexit process. So what now? The basic options lawmakers have are the same. They can try to delay the Brexit process further. They can allow Britain to leave the European Union without a deal, which could temporarily hurt Britain's economy. Or they can keep working on a deal with the European Union, though the EU may not agree to a different plan. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister can try a third time to get her deal passed.